What's going, everybody? Welcome back to the Midweek Politics. Today, we have a little bit of a different episode. Today is Wednesday the 23rd, and I believe six days ago, Supreme Court Justice, RGB, Ruth, I can't remember her full name, passed away. So now there's a new vacant seat with a presidential election coming up. Now I got some interesting topics about that, and we're going to dive right into that. But before we do that, a quick disclaimer. I am a conservative, and I have conservative views, but that does not mean I will try to remain neutral. Everything that I, all the research that I've done is been me trying to stay neutral. So keep in mind that if you don't like my views, I'm sorry. You can leave. You do not have to listen. But if you do or don't, you can still listen. Like we're able to have discussions and different views. And just keep in mind, I'm not trying to change anyone's mind. This right now is just trying to be informative. Right now, and there's going to be a later segment where we're going to be interviewing people about the upcoming elections and about RGB. But for now, just keep in mind that I do try and stay neutral when I'm gathering all of my information. So we're gonna dive right into this. So the first thing I kind of have to say is in 2016, when there was a Supreme Court justice that passed away in the final year of President Obama's second term, which means he has no chance of re-election, and it was his final year, and he had the opportunity, and technically it is his job to appoint a new Supreme Court justice. But although the Republican Senate at the time, so in 2016 there was a Republican Senate, declared that because the seat had become vacant during an election year, the Senate would not consider a nomination from President Obama. Now, here is the question. Since the Senate still remains a Republican Senate in 2020, will they let Trump put in his nomination? And as of right now, I think what I saw in recent news is that they are trying to get his nomination approved. Now, I think, in my opinion, President Trump is taking advantage of having a Republican Senate. Is taking advantage of having a Republican Senate and trying to get his appointment in before re-election. Because, to be honest, let's all be honest, he's losing in the polls, actually, 53 to 41, I think. I think that's correct. So I think he's trying to get his appointment in so that even if he does lose, he can have technically two appointments, because he appointed Kavanaugh in 2018. And I think he's trying to appoint a judge by the name of Barrett, last name of Barrett. It's a female judge to replace RGB, and I think that... from what I've done my research on her, she seems like a pretty fair judge. So the question is, will the Senate allow President Trump to make his appointment? According to AP News, which I believe is what I read is for the Central News site. According to AP News, Barrett emerges as the court's favorite, and Trump is going to pick his nomination by this weekend. So that would, he's going to pick his nomination in 3 days, 2 days. Democrats led by presidential nominee Joe Biden are protesting the Republicans' rush to replace RGB, saying the voters should speak first on election day, November 3rd, and the winner of the White House should fill the vacancy. Very fair point. I think the Democrats do have a fair point on that, but I think Trump is definitely using the Republican Senate to get his appointment in. But I think both sides are make a fair argument. I think President Trump is a sitting president, which means that it's his duty to appoint. But I think also voters should speak. So I am kind of torn on this. So as I flip this page here, Trump dismissed this argument, saying, I think that, and when he says that, the judicial nominee would be good for the Republican Party, and I think it would be good for everyone just to get it over with. And I think that makes a very valid point. I think it's at this point, I think people should be focusing on the election, and I think we should get this appointment over with. And I think that's just what needs to, and that's what needs to happen. But I will say no nominee has ever won confirmation so quickly since Sandra Day O'Connor, but she had no opposition from either party, and she became the first woman to ever serve in the Supreme Court in 1981. That's a long time ago. That's 39 years ago. Wow, I almost didn't do math for a second. Now, the questions I have for my couple supporters that I want you to think about, who I will be asking people, I'm going to be asking a conservative, a more moderate person, and a more liberal person these same questions. And I want you to think about these questions too. Do you think Trump and Biden should debate for the 2020 presidential election? I said it in my last episode. I can't remember her name. What's the House of Representatives? Or what's the Speaker of the House? I know you guys are yelling at me right now, the name. I think of her in a second. I totally can't think of it. She mentioned that she doesn't think Trump or Biden should allow Trump to debate. God, what is her name? Oh my God, I can't think of her name. Wow, I run a political podcast and I can't think of the Speaker of the House right now. Oh my God, this is awful. It's on the tip of my tongue. So do you think Trump and Biden should debate for the 2020 presidential election? Now, currently Biden leads 51% to 43%. Do you think they will change in a big way after the debates, like in 2016, of Trump versus Hillary? In my opinion, I think Trump and Biden is, it'll, I think Biden, if he wants to win, he needs to have a plan to go up against Trump, because Trump, I think, is very good at debating, and whether that's for a good way or a bad way, he is very good at what he does. So I think it's very crucial that Biden has a plan. And I think if Trump wants to win, I think he really needs to call Biden out. I think he really needs to have a set policy going into this election, or what he would do in his second term. And I think he needs to have a crucial like talking points. I think he shouldn't go off script. I think that was something that he's had to work on for his president during the last 4 years, and having his Twitter account and kind of saying things that I felt like I've kind of crossed the line in certain situations. But I think definitely Trump needs to muster something, or he will not win re-election, and he will join one of the five presidents to not win re-election. And off the top of my head, I can't. Nancy Pelosi, Jesus, that's her name. God, wow, that was not a very, took a second. My last question for you is, do you plan on watching the presidential debates? The first one will be on the 29th, I believe. It's next Tuesday, so 6 days from now. And it's going to be Trump versus Biden. I think that's probably, like, that was pretty obvious. Do you plan on watching it? And that's I think if you really want to, whether you're 14 or 60, I think you should be watching these presidential debates because no matter what happens, it affects you. Whether if Biden wins, if Trump wins, it will affect you. Now, I will say, if Trump wins re-election and he gets control of the House, a lot of things will happen in the next 2 years because he will have a Republican Senate and a Republican House, which means he can pretty much do or pass most laws. So that is if he wants to pass laws, I think not only does he has to be lobbying for himself, but I think he needs to be lobbying for a Republican Senate if the conservatives slash Republicans want their political agenda to go through. So that's definitely a crucial talking point for the President of the United States. But yeah, so we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna have a discussion with Wyatt Price. I don't know if he's gonna be able to do that today or maybe tomorrow. And my stepfather, who is actually more of a moderate, my stepfather Keith Lawson. So after this quick ad or music or something, I don't know how I'm gonna put it yet. We're gonna hear from people those three questions that I asked you guys. So stick with me. Thank you. All right, everybody, welcome back. First, we have our more moderate type of our point of view. Keith, I don't know if you consider yourself still a conservative, but I think you're definitely more of a central conservative. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, more moderate.
So, I'm going to be asking you three questions like we discussed before, and I just want you to answer them with your honest opinion. This is unedited, and I just want your just genuine opinion on it. First question is, do you think Trump and Biden should debate for the 2020 presidential election?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you put people in a position where they're not able to read from a teleprompter and they have to think on their feet, sometimes you get the more true answer out of the candidate.
So you disagree with what Pelosi said about Biden not give Biden not Biden shouldn't debate Trump, because Trump doesn't have the decency to debate him.
Yeah, I agree
Okay.
with that.
So the next question is, currently Biden leads 51% to 43%. Do you think they will change in a big way or flip like in the 2016 election of Hillary versus Trump?
It's hard to say because as people go through and take surveys, those aren't always accurate. So yeah, it's possible that it flips, but I don't think it's necessarily an indication of the final result.
Okay. And finally, do you plan on watching the debates in the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. Mainly for what I said, it gets sometimes the truest answer out of the candidate during debates.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
With me, I have my best friend and half co-host of the Midweek Politics, Wyatt Price. Say hi, Wyatt.
Hello, guys.
So currently Wyatt is not with me. This is on a Zoom call, and I'm recording the Zoom call right now. It's just for to put everybody's mind at ease if your mind is not at ease for some reason. So Wyatt, you ready for the questions?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I'm asking you three questions. So the first question is, do you think Trump and Biden should debate in the 2020 presidential election?
100%, I think they should debate. It's been a thing that presidential candidates have done for, I mean, as long as I can remember. I don't know the exact time, maybe they didn't do it or whatever, but I mean, Hillary and Trump did it. I mean, it's gone back to Reagan, and
Yeah.
yeah, I think they should debate for sure. I mean, I don't see why would we not. Maybe because of COVID, but they, I mean, they stand at least 6 feet apart anyways, you know, so I mean,
I think it even might
I'd
be
say why not.
a video conference. I don't know. Conference? I have no idea. I actually haven't done my research on that.
What do you mean? Like you're thinking
like you and me, right? Like you and me right now.
So I feel like that wouldn't be. I think having both of them, for instance, like Hillary and Trump, when Hillary and Trump were going against each other, I mean, you could see like both of them making remarks against each other.
Yeah.
That you're not going to see over a call because it's most likely going to be scripted. And I mean, maybe the in-person debates are scripted. I mean, we really don't know because we're not.
Yeah.
I mean, everything could be corrupted about it, but I think that it should be in person to allow no scripting. It would allow Trump and Biden to make mistakes and show their true self, so that way people can get like a actual idea of who they are, or it could be pre-recorded, which we don't want, you know. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay, so next question. Currently Biden leads 51% to 43%. Do you think they will change in a big way after the debates, like in 2016 when Hillary was leading Trump at like 52 to 44, I think?
Wait, so what is Biden leading?
He's leading 51. He's leading in the early polls by 51% to 43%. And I'm asking, do you think Trump can pull off a win after the debates, like what happened in the 2016 election?
For sure. I mean, even like how Hillary got the majority of votes in 2016, Trump still won. I mean, it's not really, I mean, people have to say, but there's also the Electoral College and
yeah,
you know, it comes down to, we're not a pure democracy.
Even if Biden
has a higher, I think Biden could still. Oh, I'm cutting out.
Yeah, just go ahead now. You're good.
Should I restart or what?
No, it got most of that, but you're good. So for the people who don't know, I'm on a Zoom call with Wyatt, and sometimes, as we all know, for people who use Zoom, Zoom isn't always, like, Zoom or Google Meets doesn't always have the best connection, but we're working with what we got. So sorry, go ahead again.
But no, yeah, I was just saying, I think that even in the polls now, I mean, I think that from the debates, and Trump can still do things, Biden can still do things, it can really all change. So,
for sure. And the last question, I think this one's pretty obvious because you'll see why. Do you plan on watching the debates in the upcoming weeks?
Oh, yes. I mean, Colin, you know I'm coming to your house on the 29th.
Yes.
I think I'm going to try to watch all of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'll get to, but I know that I'm going to set a planned date for it. So
for sure.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to, if they still go on, watch them. So
yeah. Well, thank you, Wyatt. I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on here. I know you got a lot of work with school and all that, but I really appreciate it, and have a great day.
You too, Colin.